Who's the cleaning woman who comes into your life and vacuums your carpet? Cause I know it ain't you. I'm just kidding, Tim. I'd like to give you all kinds of shit. Cause you're an awesome dude and a super cool music fan who has the best venue in all of Reno.
Shit, let's just write songs all night long. That's not on like YouTube by the tomorrow. I'm gonna cry.
Shart topper. Fuck it. That's not platinum by
tomorrow. Yeah. Shart topper, did you say? I like shart topper. That was a shart topper. You can go ahead and erase the last few minutes there.
Shart topper. You just came up with an awesome catchphrase.
Shart topper.
That's like when you say to a band, yeah, you say, oh God, that's a real shart topper. Man. You know, and
or hey, you know, your sound greats. Your sound greats, man. It's a real shart topper.
Ah, nice. It's good to see you back. That's another one.
I know.
All right, let's play a little prison music.
Sexy prison music.
Somebody's got a weird obsession. I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Jay Bennett.
Yes, sir.
And I've been singing it to him. He was a great, great musician. He passed away last week. And he just an amazing, beautiful person. And just a genius of an artist and musician, and I went to see his old band Wilco one night in Kentucky, and then I went to a party afterwards, and acted like an idiot, and went to jail. Wasn't their fault, but Jay was there that night, and so every now and then we would talk about this song, and I would play part of it or something I was working on over his answering machine, and he would like write back and just burn some amazing, you know, right onto my answering machine. Just be like, you know, he was an amazing musician, and he would do that, and I'd be like, whoa, okay, I guess I better keep working on this song. I never got to record it with him, but I did get to play with him live a couple of times, and he liked to say something to me. And it regards my old high school nemesis, who's a good guy, but he used to want to kick my ass in high school, this kid, right? And understandable, I forget what the reason was, but something to do with a girl or something. And he'd pick fights with me all the time, and he would chew tobacco. He used to dip. I was on the soccer team, of course. I was on I had a mullet and smoked pots and whatever, you know. Yeah, wheat, whatever, or whatever you guys call it out here. And I grew up in Ohio, and that's what we called it. And, you know, we listened to the Beatles, and we were a terrible, terrible soccer team. But he was, my nemesis was on the wrestling team. He's a good guy. Yeah, he's a cool dude. It's just that he would dip, and he would say to me, Ethan? You're a pussy. Like that. Ethan, you're a pussy. And spit pieces of tobacco in my face. And I was telling the story, and Jay just loved to say that to me all the time. Matter of fact, those are the last words he ever said to me. Ethan. And or he would tell people all around the country to tell me that. Oh, Jay wanted me to tell you something.
You're a pussy.
Yeah. And that's
not true.
Well, no, whatever. Not. I mean, you know, it's in high school. I didn't want to get my ass kicked. Yeah. Turn the other cheek, man.